This is where wisdom and divination meet grit and tenacity. I invite you to be the ear to share my journey of triumph over shame, guilt, depression, and self-doubt. And to come out the other side victorious in this lifetime. I am really into Jesus right now. I think about Jesus and his teachings so much of the time. And I have been looking for answers to some of my life questions in his teachings. And so I've been recalling some scriptures from my early days as a Christian. And one, here's a car. You know, I like to record outside. I just like to be outside, which is part of the reason why I am unfit for corporate consumption. People don't want to let you go outside. I think it's ridiculous. Anyway, Jesus, yes. And, you know, I'm on my entrepreneurial journey as well as my, you know, midlife awakening and packaging my life experience in a way that can help empower humanity in some kind of way. You know, this is our highest and best calling. This is what we all want to do. So this is within my journey doing that. And I have been thinking about scripture, and a scripture that came to mind, I have read so many times, I've heard more times, you know, give up your worldly possessions and follow me. Give up your worldly possessions and follow me. Honey. So powerful. Hold on. I'm about to get into it. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard that scripture used for the purpose of selling us on the idea of tithing and offering and giving to the church establishment. I cannot tell you how many times. But as we know, when we study to show ourselves approved, when we study, we think. And when we think, we add perspective. And the perspective that I've realized is tremendously powerful and freeing. Give up your worldly possessions and follow me. And the first thing we think of, the things that I own, my home, my car, my comforts, right? Why would I give up all of this? And then to do what? To follow you where? To spread the gospel, and I'm supposed to just be poor? Right? Many, many church establishments thrive on this idea that the congregation should be whatever they are. If they're in poverty, oh well, give to the church, quote unquote, the church anyway. I'm sorry, it's true. Sorry, not sorry. It's true. I've been there. I know it. I'm not going to apologize about it. It is true. However, what I realized is Jesus was talking about, I've been talking to Jesus, and if anything I say doesn't feel right in your spirit or isn't congruent with your beliefs, please understand, I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I am simply expressing my journey, so don't come at me, because I will snap back. Jesus was a rebel, and so am I. Anyway, I progress. What I'm saying is, I believe Jesus wasn't talking about that. Jesus was talking about what possesses you, your worldly possessions. What are you possessed by? What is holding you back? What is holding you down? What's in your mind that you really don't want to be there? What's in your body, your spirit, that you really don't want to be there? What's in your existence that is possessing you that you really want to be free from? That's my perspective on it. That's what I think Jesus was saying. That's what he's saying to me anyway. That's what he's saying to me. Free yourself. Jesus and his crew were not broke. They were not poor, honey. forget whatever labels and preconceptions you have in your thoughts. They weren't poor. They had money. They had a treasure. Everybody had duties, you know? They were a team. It takes money to travel. Yes, they asked for the kindness of brothers and sisters. Of course, it's community. Jesus was a carpenter. Excuse me. Think about it. Even today. Now, can you imagine the type of work that had to be done as a carpenter back in the day without the tools that we have now? Are you kidding me? Skilled amongst the skilled, master tradesman, carpenter. A skill passed down to him from his stepdad. Family business, legacy. Jesus knew what he was doing. And he was a rabbi. He wasn't no putz. He wasn't no poor dude. Jesus meant what he was doing. He didn't do it because he didn't have anything better to do. He was just broke and had to make manna and split a fish. No, he didn't have to at all. But he did because he was spreading the gospel of brotherhood and unity, interdependence. Oh, don't let me get into how the 7 habits of highly effective people is really preaching the gospel. How Jim Rohn was really preaching the gospel. Don't let me get into how Tony Robbins is really preaching the gospel. It's the same gospel. And we have shunned it because of the label we put on the person whom we think it came from, Jesus. Jesus is everywhere, though. If you're Muslim, you know this. You revere Jesus as an honored prophet. He wasn't a joke. He meant what he was doing. And so I just wanted to, you know, I was pondering and praying and communing with the Jesus that I know and recalling some scripture. And that was very empowering to me. And so I wanted to share. I guess that's it for now. I speak peace over you. I speak blessings over you and all that you endeavor and all that you encounter for you and your loved ones. I speak health, wealth, well-being, and love. Go live your best life. Namaste. Let's take 30 seconds to breathe and be grateful. I'll be right back. And then we meditate. Breathe with me. Inhale, fuck it. Exhale, dumb shit. Welcome to Yoki Zen Healing Arts Dojo. As you know, I strive to keep our meditations ad-free. For that reason, each month there'll be a new offering exclusively to you, my listeners, my meditators, my tribe. Your support is needed and appreciated to help keep this channel ad-free for an uninterrupted meditation experience. Thank you for your continued support. Restful Sleep and Sweet Dreams is the first meditation module of the 3-part series, Restful Sleep, Powerful Life. Restful sleep is an essential building block for a balanced and fulfilled life. We fail to respect the fact that 1/3 of our lives happen while we are sleeping. Restful, restorative sleep is needed to heal and restore ourselves, clear our minds, and get in touch with our subconscious power. Download yours right here and live your truest, most fulfilled life now. I think the world needs healers now more than ever. In this guided meditation, you will empower yourself to relax your body, shake off the residual thoughts of the day, and get in touch with your internal spirit power. You will create a restful state of well-being and re-energize your total being for optimal performance, peace, and clarity. There is nothing you need to do.
There is nothing you need to know. Every cell in your body will begin to restore itself and to vibrate at your most optimal frequency for health, wealth, well-being, and love. Let's begin.
With loving caution, I am sending you Reiki healing energy. Reiki has no bounds. Simply hold the intention where you want healing Reiki energy to move in your life, past, present, or future, mind, body, and spirit.
Notice your breath. There's nothing else to do. Just notice. Just breathe. Just breathe.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Now, as you inhale through your nose, deliberately and gratefully, breathe in positive energy, blessings, and peace. As you exhale through your mouth, expel worry, anxiety, and fear. Do this for a count of four. You are safe. You are centered. You are ready to journey into yourself.
Just breathe.